This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On a new 4D in the MC, the Detroit Lions were silent at the NFL's trade deadline. Was that the right move, or should they have been more aggressive? Plus, we'll hear from Dan Campbell himself on the Lions' offensive line struggles and how they will fix things going forward. Also, we'll talk about some significant moves made across the league today. All of that and more starts right now.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
Well, not a whole lot going on in Detroit today. I mean, seriously, which we'll get to in a second. You know, believe it or not, I have changed my mind when it comes to the deadline. I don't usually do that, but sometimes you got to give yourself a chance to think a little bit harder. That's the case with me, at least. Dan Campbell made his weekly radio appearance on Costa and Jansen this morning. He had some interesting things to say about the offensive line. We'll dig into that. And while the Lions did stand firm at the deadline, others did not. We'll talk about moves across the league to end the program. But let's start with your Detroit Lions, and they did not do anything at the deadline. And I know I was one of these people that advocated for something. My something was specific. It wasn't just, you got to do something, man, do something. It was, you know, can you address your back end cornerback help? Which, I mean, they've got a lot of depth there and they've got a lot of guys they like, but it, you know, it didn't work out too well against Minnesota, as we saw. And then my other bigger concern was the offensive line. I advocated for help. Do I think overall doing nothing is probably the right move here? I actually do. And most of that comes down to the price tag. Last year, we were talking about defensive linemen for the Lions, and a lot of the price tags were in the second and third round draft pick range. Even a second round draft pick's a little steep. You're not going to get an offensive lineman. If you want an offensive lineman of value, you're going to have to spend and spend through the nose. The Lions don't have a third-round draft pick in the next draft, so you lose a chip there. And look, top-notch linemen, they don't get traded at the deadline. They don't. There aren't enough draft picks to pry them away. Dudes like that leave for massive contracts and free agency. I do believe, though, the Lions could have gotten some cheaper help than a blockbuster. But if it's not there, it's not there. This is not me pacifying and saying, let Brad cook. I don't think this is a situation where Detroit is wearing these huge blinders because they're so in love with their own guys that it's getting in their way. I don't think that's the case. Overall, I think the GMs in this town are way too passive. That said, if we're talking about the Lions, they're at the bottom of that list, as far as my complaints go with spending money. Also, like, right quick, can we please stop talking about Frank Ragnow? I mean, unless we're talking about him doing something else, like riding a unicycle. I don't know what it is, but he's not coming back. That's not a contingency plan. It is wildly unrealistic. We have no clue what he's been doing since retirement, except for, at one point, a picture of him eating donuts, or was it cookies? I don't know. It doesn't matter. The answer is, unless he's been working out religiously and keeping an extremely strict diet the whole time, it might take him a minute or two to get back into playing shape, you know? Oh, but Brandon Graham, I don't care. Just say it one more time. I'll say it slowly. Frank Ragnow is not coming out of retirement. Back to reality. I mean, Detroit didn't need to make a huge splash and take part in the Jets' absolute fire sale. The Lions needed mid-range help or less. Last year was different. It was way different. And the other thing is, Detroit has been good in the draft. And here's what people say, well, Zach, this is what we're talking about. We need to be more aggressive and turn those draft picks into something else. The Lions have been a very good evaluator of young talent. And those draft picks, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, are worth nothing compared to what they're worth now. Because the right person is making the call when it comes to talent evaluation. This year, the Lions draft picks seem better than whatever player they could have gotten at a good deal. And look, I'm sure folks are mad. People want action. I get it. Action is fun. And every team in the league can always get better. I don't want to hear, well, you know, the Lions have... No. So much of this is tied to the window. The window! To the window, to the walls, to the sweat drops down my balls. But the window, seriously, people have become obsessed with the window is closing, the window is open, the window is fast, we gotta jump through the window, the window, the window. God. There is no window. Play the game. If you've got the bargaining chips, use them. If you don't, don't. We don't want a window. Windows imply something that's going to close quickly. I want the Lions to do something that's more sustainable than a f***ing window. I've been feisty the last couple of days. I don't know why. This is what happens when the Lions lose. Let's go inside the headset, but this time it is the Costa and Jansen edition. Dan Campbell on with the morning show on 97.1 The Ticket, as he is every week. And in the loss to the Vikings, the most glaring problem certainly was the offensive line.
It's going to take some things out of what you do, for sure, you know. But it doesn't take you entirely out of everything. And I know there's some things we can get to a little bit quicker, which is on all of us. But at the same token, we got to be able to protect, man. We can't. Look, every team in this league runs freaking cross dog. So we got to be ready for it. We have to handle it. We can be better. And then we can adjust, too, as coaches. But it's a combination of things, you know, it is. It's everybody being on the same page. It's how you set when you know some of these pick stunts are coming. I mean, it all matters. And it doesn't matter if you're young or if you're a veteran. Man, you got to do it right every time. And there's no room for error. I don't care what quarterback it is. When you hit them enough early, it can have an effect. That's the way it goes.
I won't lie. I had to look up crossdog. The linebackers crossing during blitz. Makes sense. But maybe the offensive line should be less of a surprise. I don't know. I'm not sure if I actually believe that, but like certainly Decker is laboring and has been laboring, and eventually the inexperience will shine through, if not even momentarily, right? With Mahogany or Ratledge, and now Mahogany is hurt. multiple weeks, not sure how long. Sounds like he may come back this season. And Penei Sewell is also hurt. It's a tough spot right now for the Detroit Lions offense. But back to what we were talking about earlier, I'm not sure where you put a trade in there that fixes any of this. It's a tough spot. Jim asked a great question about Detroit feeling the need to keep up with the Joneses.
I'll be honest with you, that's never crossed my mind, what you just said, is trying to keep up with somebody in a trade war. You didn't word it that way. I shouldn't say that. But, like, I don't see it that way. Look, they made moves that they feel like is good for them, and it was worth it for them. And that's good, man, to each team his own. But we're going to do what we feel like is right for us and the right fit at the right price with the right guys. And we've always been that way. I mean, we're not changing our stripes.
You know, keeping up with the Joneses is what people like me do. It's what the fans do. I'm totally guilty of this. Like a small child, right? As soon as I see something that somebody else has, now I got to have it too. For me, it's like the desperation of wanting so badly to be a championship franchise. Like, I will spend your money relentlessly until you give me the championship that I want, right? But you can't run a franchise out of desperation like the way I'm thinking at the moment. The Lions have tried that, in fact, and it just does not work. Well, let's talk about those that are here. This was a two-parter. First, it was, how are Decker and Sewell doing? And then it was, what is the Lions' plan going forward?
Well, it seemed a little more positive as of last night, you know, as to he and Penei both, but I still don't know for sure. Yeah, I see Yody. I see Cologne getting some reps at guard, maybe center as well. I mean, we may mix some things up here and move some guys around a little bit. I'm still thinking through all this while I'm getting ready for these guys and game planning. But and then, you know, we got Nice on vet squad. You know, we got Cochran on vet squad. We got Kingsley on vet squad. So we've got options here, and it's about finding the right combination of guys, really, and then just letting them cut it loose, get used to each other, and freaking play relentless, hard-nosed, finishing football.
You see, that all sounds great, except for getting guys together and letting them cut loose and blah, blah, blah. Like, that is best done in August. And I know the Lions are in an injury situation, and it just is what it is, but having to figure out offensive line combinations on the 4th of November is a tough spot to be when you're angling for postseason success plus is what the Lions want. And look, I get it. It's Tuesday, so not knowing exactly what you're going to do is not like wildly out of the realm of normal, especially when you don't know the status of either Decker or Sewell. And the Lions do have options. I'm just not sure what combination is going to work the best. And is it possible that we see Glasgow shift off of his center position? It certainly sounds like it might be. Keep your eye out. And as we talk about injuries, the news on Kirby Joseph, it just continues to not be good.
The irritation is not going away as fast as we had hoped. So there is improvement, but it's just not quite there yet. And we're not going to force this thing until we get it as calmed down as we possibly can, because we don't want to keep, if we can keep from it, we don't want to have to revisit this every week once he comes back. Now, maybe that happens anyway, whenever he comes back. But yeah, we were hoping it would resolve itself a little bit quicker or cleaner. It's just not there yet.
That does not sound like you're going to get Kirby Joseph back this week. Just doesn't. This has been far more serious than anybody could have anticipated. I figured he'd be back by now. I mean, for sure, I did. The good news for the Lions, and you can't bank on this, but it's true, is that Washington is likely going to be limited offensively. But after that, it is the Philadelphia Eagles. So hopefully in the next 10 to 12 days, Joseph can get healthy. You can tell how much Detroit misses him. You can tell how much Dan Campbell wants him back, but they're not going to risk it, which I like. And we talk about Washington. Had last week gone differently, maybe the Washington game would be about, like, revenge, but not anymore.
This is about getting back on our feet. You know, we earned that loss against Minnesota. They came in, they played well, they did everything right, we did everything wrong. Doesn't mean that we didn't have guys play good in spurts, some better than others, but in the totality, we didn't coach, including me, I didn't coach well enough. And we didn't play well enough. So, man, this is about getting back on our feet, and let's play good winning football. That's all we need to worry about right now. The other stuff, it's irrelevant. Let's get back to the basics of what we do, the fundamentals, the technique, and let's go compete.
I mean, I'm sure Detroit can use the way they felt after the loss in the playoffs last season as some kind of, like, little extra motivational boost, like a smelling salt effect almost, you know, just something tiny. But Dan is right. This is about the Detroit Football Lions. It's not about the Washington Football Commanders. It's about what the Lions have to do on Sunday. A loss in D.C. would be an absolute disaster for Detroit. There's your motivation. Nothing else is needed. Dan was asked again about opportunities, but this time it was about guys like Tesla and Raymond.
I'd like to get him on the field a little bit more. You know, we came out of the bye and there was a couple of things that we noticed. You know, wanted to get Leaf more involved, and you know, we didn't necessarily get that going last week, but we need to get, you know, we need to get Leaf involved, we need to get Tesla involved. You know, and so much of that is, you know, it's like the perfect storm, because talk about third down, well, you convert, now you can get more touches for everybody, and then that helps everybody. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to get him on the field a little bit more. He's doing a good job for us on special teams, which is exactly one of the roles we envisioned him on, and then growing in the receiver position. So yeah, I mean, certainly I see him playing a little bit more on offense this week than he did last week.
It just kills me that the coaches still get his name wrong. I'm sure at this point it's on purpose, like a nickname, but they've never not called him Tesla. When they go through the pre-draft process of getting to know these guys, they learn every little thing about him. There's no way that one of the things they didn't learn was one of the most obvious things. It cracks me up. I love it. But here's the thing. Somebody said to me, I think they commented on one of my TikToks. Maybe it was on YouTube. Can't remember. Well, you know, they're just trying to pacify baby attitudes. I don't think that's true. And I think it's more complicated than that. I mean, this is about preparing dudes to be the next man up, whether that's next season or on the next snap. That doesn't mean you got to get them in all the time, but the more work everybody gets, the better off the entire team is. I'm not asking for sacrifice. I'm not saying, hey, we should take touches away from X player. It's when the opportunity arises, can we get the ball to Y player? That's what Dan's talking about. One more from MCDC. You know, despite the loss, the Lions are far from out of control.
There is a...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sense of urgency. You know, everything's out in front of us, and there's so much football left. Man, our crew, our guys, they know what this is all about, you know. And there's not one guy that left that locker room or came in yesterday that didn't feel crappy about the way that went down. But we also know, you stare in the mirror and you know, it's on us. We did that to ourselves. And we're not going to go in the tank. We're not going to lose confidence. We go back to work. We clean it up. And we come out and play better. And that's what we're going to do this week. So, man, that's the mindset. You move forward.
I mean, I don't expect the Lions to go into the tank at all. That's just not who this team is. It's not what this franchise has become. Will they eventually lose two straight games again? Of course they will. It might even be this week. I mean, they better hope it's not, because everything the Lions want is still out in front of them. They've just reduced their margin of error. And, you know, do I feel as confident now as I did a week ago? No. Can they change that? Yes. All right, let's make a deal. We'll talk about NFL trade deadline action when we come back. More Fourth Down in the Motor City is next. And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. You know, we talk about the trade deadline, and you know who I think had the best day? Aaron Glenn. The Jets now have 90 bajillion picks. They've got two first-rounders and two second-rounders in 2026. They have three first-round draft picks in 2027. That is after unloading Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, which, young, high-end talent on the move, a rebuild has begun in full. Now, what sucks for the defensive-minded Aaron Glenn is that he lost two stud defenders. But we know this is how Brad and Dan turned this franchise around in Detroit. Stacking draft picks. You got to make the right choices with those draft picks, but you got to have them in your hand first. Hopefully, Woody Johnson gets the hell out of the way in New York, but, you know, who knows on that one. Who would have thought in the year 2025 it would have been the Colts that are must-see football? Adding Sauce Gardner was such a boss move. I mean, this has no bearing on the Lions other than the Detroit native is in a better spot and closer to home. Is Sauce worth two first-round draft picks? Woo! Man, that's a steep price. Today, I can't answer that question. If they win the Super Bowl, absolutely it was. This is a gamble. It's a good one, but it's a gamble. And then the Cowboys. We talked about Quinnen Williams being traded. It was the Cowboys that acquired him. They dealt Michigan alum Mazi Smith along with a first and second round draft pick. And the 2027 first round pick they sent was the one they received from the Packers in exchange for Micah Parsons. What are we doing here? We're just passing around high-end defenders and draft picks back and forth just because we can? I have no idea what they're trying to do. On the flip side, the only reason I care about what they're trying to do is so I can make fun of them. So now we can just all go about our day and point and laugh at the Cowboys. The biggest move of the day was probably the Colts acquiring Sauce Gardner. But the Eagles making a nice move picking up Jalen Phillips from the Dolphins is huge. Philadelphia is 23rd in overall defense, and their pass rush has been awful. And they're getting the thing that Lions fans have been talking about. One of their guys is out of retirement, and they get Brandon Graham back. That does nothing for me. I don't want guys out of retirement. I want guys that are fresh. And the Eagles have added a couple defensive backs as well. I mean, the Lions are going to taste of all that in a couple of weeks on Sunday Night Football. The Eagles have gotten a lot better today. And really quickly, is that the problem here? That if the Lions are not seen as getting better, they're seen as getting worse. I get that, but I'm not sure it always works that way. I guess we're going to find out. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. If you have not done so yet, please leave us a rating and a review. Those things are both super helpful. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.